I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. You wouldn't think that the Ebola crisis would have a direct impact on food security, but it does. It's a complicated issue, but Global Aid Network's Mark Gaither says it boils down to mass panic.
What we're being told is that food security is going to be an issue because food production is disrupted.
Gain USA sent a container to Liberia with medical supplies, food, seeds, and irrigation equipment. Be praying. It's being cleared now. Their partners, the hands and feet of Christ.
Why are you doing this? Why are you risking your life to help me? Well, I'm doing this because I work for a great physician. His name is Jesus. And he has told me to bring you this aid.
Next, what would our world look like if leaders used their sphere of influence to further God's kingdom? That's the driving force behind the Haggai Institute, which teaches Christian leaders how to share their faith in the workplace. Haggai's Arthur Dhanaraj says they have 60 leaders from 20 countries currently in training.
You name any profession, we have it. These people come with a great commitment of making a difference in their nation.
Haggai alumni lead each training session. Therefore, the methods they pass on aren't built on Western thinking. You can learn more about the Haggai Institute at our website. And 250,000 international students are stepping onto U.S. college campuses for the first time this fall. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship says whether they know it or not, these freshmen are looking for two things, friendship and abundant life. They find both when connecting with InterVarsity's International Student Ministry. Get the specific hows and whys at our website. And for now, please pray for these students as they discover a new world. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica, SGA's founder. Get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.